Have you ever heard the saying, the Bible is a book you have to read backwards? Meaning you can't fully understand all of that stuff in the beginning without knowing what God has been planning to do at the end. So towards the beginning of the Bible, you have Moses with God on a mountain, and Moses says, I want to see you. God says, that might not work. He says, I'll cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, but no one may see me and live. You see, to see God in the fullness of his holiness and glory, it would decimate unholy people like us. No one can see God and live. And then we flip over to the New Testament. John 1:18 to 19 says, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, he has made him known. In other words, John's saying, if you want to see God, look to Jesus. He is the radiance of God's glory, says the writer of Hebrews. God came to this world in Jesus to take our sins on himself so that we could know him personally, so that we could behold him in his glory and beauty, so that we could see him and live. And not just live, but have eternal life, full and overflowing life that comes from looking to Jesus. So if you want to see God and learn what he's like, maybe open up the New Testament and read about Jesus today. There's some incredible stories in there and an incredible God to connect with.